One of the things I know about myself is that I forget easily. So I don't know if I preached this before or not, but I will preach it anyway. But I was thinking about it. Even if I did, for me, when I was praying about today, I felt that everything is new. So I was like, okay, I'll preach it anyway. You know, because maybe sometimes God uses the words again and again and again. So I will go ahead. Okay, today I will talk about a journey that God had when He created the earth. It was empty. It was destroyed. Did I preach that before? Okay. Yeah, I did. It was darkness. But in His mind, it wasn't planned to be like that. It was destroyed, empty, and the Holy Spirit was hovering over the deep or the sea. But this journey didn't end it there. It was empty, but not everything was created. It's not created to be empty. Right? It's not created to be in like cups. Factories don't make cups to be empty. Right? You cannot invite people to your house and say, let's just come and drink cup of... just cup. No. You have to fill it with something. Come and drink empty cup. No. You have to fill it with something. Dishes, you have to fill it with food. Can you imagine? I wish that would happen to me, that empty, you know, it's full. And it has to be full. Yeah? Everything created has to be filled, not to be empty. Earth is created to be full, to be inhabited. Right? But it was empty and dark. This journey, God thought about creating man. And not only that, He will create him in His image. He will put His image in the man. And in His plan, that this image, that this man is the carrier of God's image, will spread, will multiply. Go and fill the earth. My sister took this personally, and she had 7. You know, and you have, even you, don't take it personally. You know, it's fill the earth with this image of God. But something happened, you know. Satan came and destroyed the image and put another image of sin. And this journey didn't end there. And if you see, I know I preach this a lot. If you look around, you will see this image everywhere. The destroyed image, the darkness image. It's everywhere. But it's not ended there. God had a plan. It's not B plan. It's a plan. To redeem what happens. So this is the second part of the God's plan, is to redeem everything that have been destroyed. In the creation, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the water. And then God created light, created creation and man. And God also had the plan, the second one, is the Great Commission to save the world. In maybe a few weeks or maybe any time this year, Pastor Al will speak about Mark 16. Maybe. Maybe. I'm sure it will be before Jesus comes back. And he will talk about the Great Commission. And he will talk about the last command that Jesus said, go and make what?
Disciples.
Disciples? Oh, the people that know what to do, wrong and right? No. Not only that. The people that they know the wrong and right, but the people that they carry the image of God again. The disciples that Jesus is talking about, that he wants to fill the earth with, is the people that have the image of God have been restored to them. They show God. If they are in God's presence, they reflect God to people. And the end goal for God's in God's plan is revelation. Revelation says, after this I looked and there before me was a great what? Multitude. Great multitude that no one could count. The earth was empty, destroyed. God created man. Satan interfered, destroyed the image that they carry. God redeemed them. Jesus redeemed them. And the end is multitude no one can count. Everyone from every nation, from every nation, from every tribe, from every people and language, standing before the throne, before the Lamb. They were wearing what? White robes and were holding palm branches in their hand. And they cried in loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. This journey from destruction, from darkness to creation, to sin and fall and redemption, and then to glory, to sitting, to be with the Lamb, to be in front of the throne of God, to be in this wonderful, you know, place with white robes. This journey had to be done through someone chose to empty himself. So today we're talking about emptiness, empty hand, empty myself, empty my desire, empty heart, empty my desires. This journey had to be done through the one had everything, but he chose to empty himself. In Philippians 2, and it says that who being in very nature of God did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself what? Nothing. He made himself nothing. When I studied this a little bit more, I like this. I like this. He made himself nothing. He chose to give up his divine privileges. He is the creator. He chose to be born from a virgin. He chose that he was the one that taking care of her. He chose to be. Yeah, Saidni. I'm a Maru. She's taking care of him. He chose to be weak. He chose to be hungry. He was the one provided for all creations. He was the one that created everything. He provided everything that we need. He was the one chose to be weak, to be nothing, to make himself nothing. Why? I want to redeem you. I want to empty myself. I want to empty. He was the one that speaks to create. He was the one that he owns the mountains and what's in it, with all the treasures that in the mountains. He was the one needed a dinar to pay his tax or whatever. He emptied himself. He emptied himself. He made himself what? Nothing. Nothing. He made himself nothing because he wants to redeem us. He wants to redeem us. He emptied. He gave he gave away his divine privileges from being worshipped and served from angels. Everyone bows down. Holy, holy, holy. He gave up this to come down. Not to be served, but to serve. And to wash the feet of his creation. He is the creator. And he's coming to serve and to wash the feet of his creation. He emptied himself. One time, I heard, not political, but I just heard it, so I'll say it. The president saying, there is no difference between fundamental Christians and fundamental Muslims. There is no difference. All of them are the same. They are radicals and so on, so on, so on. I was like, I'm angry. He shouldn't say that. Christians are the loving ones and no. And then when I thought about it more, I thought about, you know what? Maybe he's right. I was like, he's blind, he cannot see. Maybe he's right. He cannot see the difference. Which is not his fault. It's my fault. Because all what he sees this. Sin, hurts, selfishness, self-desire, pride, and so on. So, and you can add, you know, he sees this. And maybe you are washed with the blood of Christ. Not maybe, I'm sure you are. But still, the image of God not clear. Why? Because this is still there. You know, this is the image of God, but still our sin, our pride, our past, our hurts, our self-desires, still, you know, making the image of Jesus on us not clear. Not clear. This is why people see us, no difference. There's no difference. What's the difference between the movie stars and all those pastors that, you know, acting like movie stars? What's the difference? It's just preaching the word of God? It's not enough. Can you believe that if Jesus say, you know what? If you enter my website and fill this whatever, you will win. You will win time to be with me. You have to go to my website. We do this to give people coupons in our business, you know. If you go to my website, fill this form, you will have a coupon. But this is if Jesus says that, you know, go to my website and fill this form, I will give you 5 minutes from my time. Can you believe that people doing that? People do. If you do this, you will win a private or a meeting with this and this and this. And movie stars do this. So what's the difference? Movie stars like money, works for money. And some pastors, some religious people, works for money. What's the difference? Right? The image have been destroyed because of that. Some movie stars, well, I'm not saying movie star, I'm just comparing in the world and in the church. They are proud. And some Christians are proud. What's the difference? The image have been corrupted. Corrupted. Talking about emptying ourselves, we have to empty ourselves like Jesus did. Jesus did, and he emptied himself. He has all the power, glory, and he emptied himself. And we have to, as followers, as disciples of Jesus, we have to empty ourselves so the image of God will be obvious to everyone. Without the addition comes from ourselves. Without sin, without pride, without self-desires, without, I put here past and G and B, good and bad. Because sometimes our past will not allow us to show Jesus in us. Because hurts in the past makes us hurtful and hurt people. Bad, this is bad past. But even good past can even, what do you call it? Like,
hinder,
thank you very much. Hinder us from showing Jesus to the world. Being proud of our past, this hinders people to see Jesus. I'm a fan of Barcelona team. Okay? So last few weeks, they were entering a game after game to win trophies after trophies. And they put in their website status. I liked it. I shared it with Basara. So you heard that before. Sorry, you will hear it again and again. So they put this status that they said, for us to rewrite the history, we have to empty, to forget the past and to empty our cabinets. And they showed all their cabinets empty from old trophies to receive what? New trophies. You know? I was like, wow. They know it. They know it. They know that to be able to gain more, you have to what? Empty what is in your hand. You have to empty what's in your hand. You cannot hold new things. You cannot have new things if you have full hands. You have to have empty hands. Sometimes you give it away by your choice, that like Jesus emptied himself. Sometimes it will be taken away from you. This is hindering you from growing. So I will what? Take it away. I want your hand to be empty. I want your heart to be empty. Empty. You know what's empty? Empty is not a nice place to be. Right? It's not. But you know what? When a blank paper is empty, this is a chance to write new things. So when you have empty, blank heart, hand, this is a new chance for you to let God write a new chapter of your life. A new chapter. Forget the past. Forget the past with good and bad. With the good and bad. Forget it. Because God is here to write a new chapter. New chapter. And when God writes, oh, how beautiful it is. How beautiful it will be. How beautiful it will be. You know how it will be? It will be like this. the image of Jesus will be shown. Everyone will see that this is, oh, I know this handwriting. I know this handwriting. I recognize this handwriting. This is the handwriting of God. Just be empty. Just empty yourself. Just empty yourself. And you will see wonders from God. 2 weeks ago, I shared about the place that they make the money in Philadelphia. And I shared about the people that they look at it as paper. If they start looking at it as money, they fire them. Yeah? And when I thought about it more and more, the blank banknote, I asked Pastor Al about it, the blank one is very valuable in this place. Because it can be taken away and print as a fake money. And I told Pastor Al, if this blank banknote paper stayed in Philadelphia, I don't know the place, what, the print shop? Print shop? Yeah? Anyway, if this blank paper stays in this place, they will print the right stuff in it. The right dollars. It will be like this. I hope I have some. Oh, good. It will be like this. This carries the authority of $1. 10 carries the authority of $10. 100 carries the authority of $100. Right? Because it stayed in the right place, in the right hand. They printed the right thing. Now it has authority to buy. That has authority to change people or to give or to whatever. But imagine if this paper went out of the Philadelphia print shop. And it will come in a thief hand. What?
Counterfeit.
Fake. Yeah, counterfeit. If it comes in their hand and they print fake money in it, what it will carry? No, it will carry. It will carry punishment. It will carry that if they find you in your hand, you will be punished by prison. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So it depends on where is this blank paper. It will decide the future of it. If it's going to give authority or it's going to give what?
Punishment.
If we stay in the right place, empty-hearted, empty-handed, in God's presence, we will carry out authority. We will carry out authority of Jesus. We will carry out the image of Jesus. Where is this? We will carry out the image of Jesus. We will have the same that Jesus said for his disciples. And all authorities have been given what?
To me.
And I give it to you. He is giving it to us. But it has to be what? In the right place. You have to be in the right place to take this. You have to be in the right place to receive the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. I will end up with this. When I moved here, there was a song. I heard it over and over and over, maybe hundreds of times. It's called the Desert Song. I don't know if someone knows it. Desert Song, it says, this is my prayer in the desert, when all that within me feels dry. This is my prayer in hunger and need. My God is the God who provides. This is my prayer in the desert. When all that within me feels what?
Dry.
This is my prayer in hunger and need. My God is the God who provides. But the last verse in this song, and it says, I will praise, and so on. The last verse says, it's like this. This is my prayer in the harvest. When favor and providence flow, I know I am filled to be emptied again. The seed I've received, I will sow. Amen. In the desert, pray that God will provide. He is the provider. He is the, and when you, and it's on everything in you feels dry, dead, nothing. This is my prayer in my hunger and my need. My God is the God who provides. But when the providence, when provision comes, when everything is good, when it's time for harvest, have this attitude. This is my prayer in the harvest. When favor and providence flow, I know I'm filled to be what?
Emptied
again. And the seeds I've received, I will sow. Don't hold into anything. Because when you are not holding, you are like Jesus. Empty-handed can make a difference. Full-handed, you are so busy with what you have. Just do it voluntarily. Like Jesus. He gave everything. He emptied himself. And I'm calling you and me. So the image of Jesus being shown to us, through us, we have to empty our hands. We have to empty our heart. We have to humble ourselves like he did. Amen? Let's pray together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving our sin. Thank you for the cross that you washed away our sin. Thank you for putting a new robe, white robe, on us, because you washed away our sin. And thank you, Lord, for renewing our lives, giving us new past, Lord. Thank you. The power of the blood can heal our past. We're coming to you, Lord, with our failure, our hurts, our wrong desires, our pride, and asking you, Jesus, to heal us. Heal us, Lord. Make us white as snow. White as snow. He is here to do that. He is here to do that. And you are here. You are here to receive forgiveness, healing, to receive power to be emptied again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When sin entered the world, God had a plan to send His Son. To start making this image again. It cost Him a lot, cost Him His Son, His beloved Son, to die for you and me. And if your life seems like everything is ruined, you know what? Jesus did it for the whole world. He can do it for you. Jesus did it for the whole world. He can do it for you individually. It's not hard for God to do, to make up your life again. It's not hard for Him. Just come with empty handed. Just come with empty handed and tell Him, I cannot do it. I cannot continue like this. I cannot. I cannot. I cannot. I need your intervention. Make me white as snow again. Make me a new creation again. Let the image of Jesus be shown in me again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is here. He is here. To restore your life. To restore your life. This lady wrote the song that I shared with you. Wrote it when she lost her baby. The seed I've received, I will sow it again. She received a seed, a child. But there was a time for her to give it up. To give it up to the Lord. She sowed again. It was a tough time for her. It was a desert. It was a dry season for her. But she knew. She knew. That God can make it again, can create again. Just come with empty handed to the Lord.